Welcome to CyberWatch Live. Today we're diving into Apple's new zero-click patch, Google's OAuth malware tricks, Microsoft's AI exploit fix, Interpol's massive Operation Secure takedown, and Telegram's battle against scammers in one action-packed cybersecurity briefing. Coming up next in Apple News, first, a major security story. Apple has confirmed and patched a zero-click vulnerability in its Messages app that was actively exploited to install Paragon, also known as Graphite spyware, on journalists' iPhones. The flaw, present in iOS 18.2 through 18.4, allowed attackers to bypass all user interaction and gain deep access, including secure enclave keys and crypto wallets. Apple quietly fixed it in iOS 18.3.1, following a Citizen Lab report. Shifting to broader defenses, at WWDC 25, Apple detailed new cybersecurity measures. All its operating systems will soon support seamless, secure passkey transfers, complete with an import-export feature for cross-platform login interoperability. Apple is laying groundwork for quantum secure cryptography to protect data once quantum computers become a reality. In iOS 26, users will also see revamped spam filters designed to dramatically cut down on unwanted calls and messages. In anti-theft news, Apple's remote disable feature kicked in after a Los Angeles Apple store was looted. Stolen iPhones were bricked and sirens went off, helping police apprehend at least three suspects. Meanwhile, some users are worried that a narrow breach window could have exposed their iCloud photos, and others report unauthorized remote access to their iPhones and home networks, underscoring the need for strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and prompt updates. On the Mac front, researchers warn of a new malware campaign by Russian hackers spoofing a US telecom firm to deploy dangerous payloads against macOS users. Finally, the legal debate over encrypted device access is heating up again. At WWDC, experts argued that law enforcement doesn't need backdoors. Technical capability notices may suffice for successful prosecutions without undermining user privacy. That's the latest roundup in Apple News. Stay tuned for more updates. Next up in Google News, here's your rapid-fire roundup of the latest headlines and security updates. 1. OAuth malware tricks. Researchers have spotted hackers abusing legitimate Google OAuth URLs to sneak malware past antivirus scanners. By weaponizing the OAuth consent flow and even WebSocket connections, attackers can deliver malicious payloads without raising traditional antivirus alarms. 2. Account recovery, phone number, bug patched. A security flaw in Google's account recovery system let attackers brute force users' recovery phone numbers using just profile names, partial digits, or Gmail addresses. Google has quietly rolled out a patch, paid a $5,000 bounty, and closed the hole. 3. Chrome to Chromium zero-day update. Google released Chrome 137.0.78 1.103 after a zero-day vulnerability was found in both Chrome and upstream Chromium on Windows and Linux. The bug could leak sensitive data or enable remote code execution, so update ASAP. 4. Malicious Android crypto apps. Removed Google Play Store purged at least 20 shady cryptocurrency-themed apps that were phishing for private keys and funds. If you spot any wallet or exchange app with sketchy permissions, uninstall it immediately and run a malware scan. 5. Surge in credential theft attacks. Google is warning US users of an uptick in phishing campaigns aimed at harvesting login credentials, often linked to geopolitical tensions. Employees and home users alike should stay vigilant, enable two-factor authentication, and double-check email senders. 6. APT41's Google Calendar C2 trick. China-linked APT41 threat actors have been abusing Google Calendar invites as a covert command and control channel in espionage ops against government targets. Best practices: treat unexpected invites as potential security events. 7. Android Enterprise gets new security tools. Google announced a free enterprise-scale security upgrade for Android devices, enhanced endpoint protections, tighter IT management controls, and productivity features to help businesses lock down corporate phones and tablets. 8. GenAI Defense, Layered Prompt Injection Guards. In its weekly workspace security recap, Google detailed a layered defense approach to block indirect prompt injection attacks in generative AI systems, a must-read for teams building chatbots and automated assistants. 9. DIY Mobile Hacking Rig goes pocket-sized. On the hobbyist front, a security researcher built NetHunter C-Deck, a foldable Raspberry Pi-style pen testing kit, using a Google Pixel 3 XL and Kali NetHunter. Perfect for on-the-go wireless audits for ethical testing only. 10. Beware the 5 billionth search. Scam listeners have reported pop-up scams claiming they're Google's 5 billionth user, then urging them to click links or provide personal info. Remember, Google never runs sweepstakes that way. Close the tab and don't share anything. And on the policy side, Apple and Google still host Chinese VPN apps in their US stores. Despite lingering privacy worries, India's CERTIN is urging Chrome users to update immediately. And there's an in-depth article out on the top 10 challenges of rolling out DMARC in Google Workspace. That's the Google News Brief. Stay safe, stay updated, and we'll be right back after this break. Next up in Microsoft News, here's a rapid rundown of the latest security and product updates. Patch Tuesday Roundup, Microsoft's June 2025. Patch Tuesday addresses roughly 66 to 70 vulnerabilities across Windows, Office, Azure, and other products. Among them are two actively exploited 0 days, CVE-2025-33053 in WebDAV, a remote code execution flaw used by the Stealth Falcon APT group, and now patched. A critical Windows SMB client vulnerability, CVE-2025-33073, enabling privilege escalation via a reflective Kerberos relay attack. Additional high severity fixes cover the Windows Disk Cleanup Utility, CLFS Driver, Task Scheduler, and Defender for identity spoofing issues. First, zero-click AI hack discovered. Security researchers from AIM Security and others unveiled EchoLeak, the first zero-click exploit against Microsoft 365 Copilot. Attackers could exfiltrate sensitive data without any user interaction or phishing, exploiting default Copilot configurations. Microsoft has since released a patch. Entra ID account takeover campaign. Over 80,000 Microsoft Entra ID accounts worldwide were hit by password spraying using the Team Filtration pen testing framework. Microsoft has hardened Entra Connect Sync authentication and rolled out mitigations for several related flaws. Secure boot bypass concerns. A newly disclosed secure boot bypass in Windows can let attackers install persistent bootkit malware, even surviving hard drive replacement. Microsoft has patched one of two known bypasses. Users are urged to update immediately, while remediation for the second exploit is still pending. Global cyber law enforcement actions. Interpol and allied agencies disrupted a major info stealer operation, LUMA, and dismantled an Indian tech support scam ring. Meanwhile, Fog ransomware gangs have been observed abusing legitimate pen testing tools in targeted attacks. Strategic and market moves. Microsoft is deepening its cyber defense ties with EU governments, offering tools previously reserved for a handful of institutions. A joint initiative with CrowdStrike aims to standardize threat actor identification across the industry. That's your condensed Microsoft security and policy briefing. Stay patched and stay safe. Next up in Interpol news, a massive coordinated cybercrime crackdown dubbed Operation Secure has just paid off in a big way. In brief, Interpol brought together law enforcement and cybersecurity partners in 26 countries to target info stealer malware. Over 20,000 malicious domains and IP addresses linked to 69 different malware variants were dismantled. Authorities seized more than 40 servers that were distributing the malware. A total of 32 suspects have been arrested, in places as diverse as Vietnam, Sri Lanka, and Nauru. Preliminary outreach suggests around 216,000 potential victims may have had credentials or financial data at risk. What it means, info stealer malware, used to harvest passwords, banking details, and crypto wallet keys, thrives on a sprawling network of compromised servers and domains. By taking down these 20,000 plus nodes and arresting key operators, Interpol and its partners have struck a serious blow against global phishing and data theft operations. What's next? Investigators will be following digital trails to trace stolen data back to victims, while forensic teams comb through C servers to identify additional co-conspirators. As authorities continue to map the malware's infrastructure, more takedowns and indictments are expected in the months ahead. Stay tuned for more updates on Interpol's ongoing fight to keep the internet safer. Next up in Telegram news, a roundup of how the popular messaging app has become both a playground for cyber criminals and a battleground for enhanced security. Recent reports show a sharp rise in scammers, phishers, and malware operators using Telegram channels and bots to steal data, launder money, and sell illicit services. Law enforcement agencies warn that tracing transactions on Telegram is notoriously difficult, and several high-profile incidents underscore the threat. A rogue bot leaked users' personal data. Phishing campaigns in Russia duped victims out of some 120 million rubles via fake websites. Hackers stole and put up for sale 800 million user accounts from Telegram and other services. A fake IT support ring on Telegram was busted for selling forged documents. Banks and financial institutions saw a major uptick in targeted attacks, according to cybersecurity firm Group IB. In response, Telegram has rolled out multiple new protective measures, improved two-step verification, advanced phishing detection, optional profile photo privacy settings, and a fresh layer of anti-intrusion guardrails. The company's leadership also vehemently denies any ties to Russia's FSB or unauthorized data access, pushing back on investigations that claim otherwise. Meanwhile, Russian authorities continue to crack down on illegal VPN services and fake job offer scams circulating on Telegram, and global platforms like Apple have even banned channels promoting violence. Cyber experts stress that users should keep profile visibility tight, vet every link, enable all of Telegram's new security features, and maintain strong, unique passwords to stay safe in this evolving threat landscape. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your cyber defenses strong and don't miss our next cybersecurity episode in our weekly series dropping next week.